time you make some paper, boy.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to our podcast. Thank you so much for listening and clicking this link. We are so happy to be back with you guys today. I am your co-host, Kay Saki.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Chibi Leah. Glad to be back for another recording.
What's going on, Hood Hitsu? You know me, always ready.
Okay.
That's awesome. Now that we got the introductions out of the way, how has everybody's weeks been going? What anime have you guys been watching?
It's been going smooth. I just got back from vacation this week. Me and Hitsu, we went to Bogota, Colombia, and Cartagena, Colombia, and we had a good time.
Yeah, no, it was great. Enjoyed the scenery. The weather wasn't all that great, but we made the most of it.
Well, yeah, Bogota is really cold and rainy, and Cartagena is really sunny. So it was completely two different temperatures. But other than that, we had a pretty decent time. What about you, Kesa?
My week has been good so far. Yeah, I've just been working and, you know, self-caring a lot. So, yeah, that has been my week. Not really any updates for you guys. The back of the anime that I'm watching, I start watching. So, the anime starting with To Your Eternity, which I heard was really, really great. I wanted to kind of let a couple of episodes air out before I started watching it because I like to binge watch it. But other than that, that is my update for you guys.
That's dope. Hits, are you reading? No, of course not. Are you watching anything?
I heard reading, like, what?
Sorry. Are you watching anything that is captivating you?
Yes, I am watching something that is captivating me.
What's that?
I am watching, I don't know what the name of it is. Let's just call it Spider.
Oh, that's how I got reincarnated.
So when I'm a spider, whatever.
That is slime, but okay. Same difference.
No, I think it starts off the same way.
For real?
Yeah, I think it starts off the same way.
I think it said, so I came back as a spider, so what?
So I'm reincarnated as a spider, so what?
Yeah, there we go.
Exactly.
So yeah, I'm watching that. And for those who think it's whack, that's unfortunate for you because...
Don't talk shit to me.
It's getting good.
I felt that.
I'm sorry. Dodge it next time. But it's getting good. And one thing that I recently found out is that the perception of the main character, which is the spider, is not the perception of what the people see in the anime. We see a cutesy, nice-looking spider with big, doughy eyes. But in actuality, she looks like a fucking beast. Like,
okay. Well, I told you it was getting interesting and then I was watching it. But of course, you are a betrayer and you have watched it without me. So it's cool, you know?
I watched one episode.
It's one too many. And I will just watch it on my own time. As for me, something that is captivating my attention right now is I'm reading Painter of the Night. Kesaki knows all about live session because she was on FaceTime the entire time I was reading the chapters, well, some of the chapters. And guys, if you like yaoi and you like steamy smut, this is the manhwa for you.
This is the definition of smut.
It is the complete definition of smut and the yaoi factor, the boy love. It is 100% there, and it is wonderful. I highly recommend it to everybody. You will laugh, you will cry, you will be devastated, and you'll be turned on all in one.
Yeah, okay. It is very good though, guys. You guys should read it. Definitely read it. It's really good. How are you, Hood Hitsu, doing with some of the anime that you're watching right now? I know you talked about the spider one, but what was the What was the last one that you said in the last episode?
The last episode? I did mention High Rise Invasion, but I finished that a while ago. And the only reason I mentioned
what
it.
What were your thoughts about it?
I mean, honestly, it was weird at first. But
it was very weird.
Yeah, my curiosity, you know, got the better of me. So I continued to watch it. And then when I found out what it was really about, I was like, nah, this actually is interesting. And for me, it wasn't even the people. It was the mask that made it interesting. Like, there's so many different types of masks. And there's some scary motherfuckers. Like, gotcha. They're average people that just are above average now. And the last one was ridiculous. He basically was like Toby
mm-hmm.
in Naruto Shippuden when whole time mm-hmm. he was a whole Obito. Like, that's what I'm like. It's just, it was just a whole bunch of mystery slash gore slash fuck it. They just was killing. They was killing each other. and I loved it. I loved it.
That's good. That's good. Well, thank you guys so much for giving us the update. I'm glad that everybody is doing well. I'm glad that you guys are back and safe from your trip. All in all, is to say we do not have any anime news for you this week, but we promise that we'll still keep you updated on our Instagram, and also next week we will have one. But with all that being said, let's jump right into the topic of discussion. Today we talk about Hoodhitsu. Drum roll, please.
You sound like the snails from One Piece.
No, that's even better.
Oh my goodness.
That is actually hilarious.
Weapon of choice.
Like, do we only have one weapon of choice, or are we just gonna like list all right, so weapons that we would like to have?
My goal is to name all the weapons that we think are great. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, there's some weapons that aren't so great, but I want to know, with your personality and with how you feel about a certain anime, what weapon do you feel as though is the weapon for you? Now, me personally, I'm fucking confused on what mine would be, but I'm gonna discover it on this fucking episode. That's my.
Me too. I feel like the more I talk about it, the more I'm gonna like feel which one's more of my personality.
We're gonna figure it out.
It has to be a weapon. It can't be a superpower.
Yeah, it has to be right? An actual weapon.
Physical weapon.
It has to be something you can wield or something you can use that uses power, not something that you can use that has the power.
Well, I think that a grimoire
that's not,
should still be counted
as
a weapon.
No, it's not a weapon.
People who's listening to this, if you're listening, please answer this question via Instagram, DM, or Twitter. If y'all think that a grimoire should be counted as a weapon of choice.
How is a grimoire a weapon when the magic is what it has?
I'm just saying, that's my opinion. Take it or leave it.
Jesus.
The reason why I'm saying the grimoire is not a weapon is because it is a storage space for all your magic, and then you jump right into the book and pull out the sword.
Dum 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 dum.
I totally hear what y'all are saying, and I accept it.
But you still think it's a weapon.
With all that being said, though, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna just be straightforward. My weapon of choice. I am literally just going to go for the broken weapon, the shield off of Shield Hero.
What?
Yes, that is a broken weapon, and I love it. He is a broken character, and I'm going to be a broken character. Shield from Shield Hero, that is my final thoughts. It is epic. It is great. I like it.
I do think that the shield from Shield Hero is a great weapon. It is a little broken just for the pure fact that it can go berserk.
Yep. And it steals people's, copies, I think, people's abilities. Yep.
I think it's attributes. I don't think it takes the ability.
It can copy whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it consumes.
It consumes and then uses attributes of it.
Which is still a pretty, actually, decent, because that's what Rimuru does.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. But that in itself is interesting, because I wouldn't think of you of wielding the shield.
I was gonna say the weapon from Madoka Magica for you, because
what
I the bow that she uses.
No.
I mean, Keisaki seems like she seems like a long range fighter more than a close range fighter.
To be honest, I just need something to protect my.
Oh my god!
How so else you know, to so you protect just play yourself street is defense. A
no offense.
Like, I play defense. I need a shield to protect myself, and that is all.
All right, Hitsu, what about you?
No, not to need you for help in a battle.
Right, she's not gonna help. No offense, not gonna help only at all. Defense. Only... She's gonna take the hits, and she's not gonna give none.
And she's not even gonna protect us. She right, said she so needs the shield for herself.
She said, fuck everybody else.
So if I'm in danger, she's gonna be like, oh shit, that looks dangerous. Let me protect myself.
Well, you know what? Get behind the shield. Get behind the shield if you wanna protect yourself.
Why don't you jump in front of me so I can get behind the shield?
I mean, the shield does have offensive attacks, though.
No, it does. So, yeah, somewhat, yeah. But that's crazy. All right, you got one?
I'm still thinking.
I actually have one, but it's conflicting. So, I really want a Zambak toe. I don't know which one it would be that we know of. I feel like I should have my own.
No, but Zambak toes is... was based on your inner self.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it molds to the user. So I was gonna say Zanpakuto. Even though I don't like Bleach, I do like their weapon of choice. I do like their weapons. I would definitely would like a Zanpakuto because it's personally
a Zanpakuto.
It's tailored to who you are. It's personalized. And yeah. I would love a personalized weapon.
Yeah, I feel like Zanpakuto's would be a Zanpakuto would be one of my weapons of choice because of that reason. And knowing me, I really don't know like what my weapon or Zanpakuto would be, because I'm still trying to figure out like what is lays deep inside my soul. So it's definitely questionable, but it's not gonna be pretty. It's not gonna be pretty at all.
Why?
Well, I'm not Tanjiro. Like, I'm not about to have like this bright and shining, clear, open view of, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely gonna be interesting. It's definitely gonna be interesting.
So, everyone and mama know I'm a Sword Art Online fan, so I would definitely want their weapon of one of the divine objects. If you saw the last season, all of the heroes of the church or the religion had amazing weapons that were called divine objects that they were gifted. So I would definitely want one, and it would, if I had to choose one, it would be either Alice's, because her shit's literally can disintegrate into butterflies that can attack, or old boys that can stop and turn time.
Yeah, those were the most powerful ones, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Besides the ones that Kirito had from the tree, and then Yuzhio's.
Well, those weren't powerful. Kirito's just strong.
Yeah, but Yuzhio's was actually pretty strong. Yeah. It iced everything.
Yeah.
But yes, if I would love a divine object.
Mm, yeah, that's. I think those are personalized too.
They are personalized to the user. Yep.
Okay. Well, that's not bad for starters. What about you, Keisaki? You got anything other than a shield?
I was gonna say one of the weapons from the Demon Slayer. One of the Demon Slayer swords.
Oh, the Nichiren blades.
Yeah. Yep. I would definitely want one of those. Of course, they get customized. Again, it's one of those customizable weapons, but it's based on what you train on, right? Like, he trained on, like, breathing and water, and the other guy trained on fire. So it really just depends on how you use the weapon, but I definitely want one of those. Those sound cool. And they look cool, too.
Well, they fight cool. That's weird, because I don't think the color is based on what they trained on. I think it just is another personalized one, because Tanjiro worked on water breathing and his sword is black.
His is black because it doesn't agree with what element it should go with. That is why his is black.
Yeah, typically, it hasn't made a choice.
Yeah, it hasn't made a choice, which is why it's black.
They explain that in the movie.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's black though. So you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because
old boys is red.
Because he's fiery.
Because he uses the Well, they never say fire; they say flame.
Oh, yeah, flame, whatever.
But yeah, old boys is red because he uses flame breathing, and the other ones have different colors too. Because poison girl, her shit is like pink and green.
Yeah, but it's based on the element, right? It's based on the element that it chooses.
I don't know if it's all based on the element.
I think it's I think it's just based off of like
what it's based on the user. It's the user, so it's kind of like a Zanpakuto. Like
Zanpakuto,
it bases off the spiritual energy of the user. So I don't know how many colors there are exactly. So far, they've only talked about black and red.
Yeah.
And Inosuke's and Zenitsu's don't even have a color. They're
Zenitsu's is like isn't Zenitsu's?
It's like orange.
The flames that it throw off because it's yellow.
Inosuke's is silver.
No, I'm not talking Inosuke. About Zenitsu. Zenitsu's
sword.
Isn't it like an orangish color?
It's orange.
I think it is.
It's like orange yellow. Honestly.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it does have yellow in it.
Yeah, it's like orange yellow.
But Tanjiro's being black, it's considered rare because the demons don't have a tendency to live long. So I don't know. I mean, maybe we'll learn more about what actually decides the determining factor of the color of the sword. But it could be the ability. Because, you know, it is kind of based on what we're seeing, it is going off of the ability. Yellow, lightning, Zenitsu. Red, flame. Rengoku. Tanjiro, he's water and flame. It's black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a what do you call it? He's a dual user, like the lightning and the fire.
How many Demon Slayer corpses you know can use two elements?
Yeah, no, I've never heard, but then again, I don't read, so.
Facts. You need to read.
No. I don't. So, when it comes to another weapon of choice, I'm going to have to talk about the good old X-Gloves from Hitman Reborn. Yeah, those are some vicious motherfuckers. The Von Galera are, first of all, vicious as fuck. And if you don't know who the Von Galera is, that's bad. Because they're classics. So, you need to know about them. But the Von Galera is badass mafia gang since fucking Primo. And Primo gave permission to unlock the original powers to Detsumo, and now he's just fucking OD powerful. So the gloves itself are 90% of where that power comes from, and I would love to have those gloves because he literally uses them to fly. They shoot out the X-burner beams. I mean, he's fast as shit. So it's not just the desperation flame that makes him powerful. These gloves basically make him who he is. So I would love to have those gloves.
That's dope. I think another choice for me would be Sailor Moon's Moonstick.
Oh, here we go. You're going to reincarnate yourself every time you die?
Ooh, that's a dope power. Speak for yourself. Sailor Moon's Moonstick is kind of a very powerful thing. First of all, I can destroy planets. Two, it has very long range attacks of beams that can annihilate hundreds of people in the span of a time. I'm just saying, it should be up there and good weapons of choice. I mean, you really can't go wrong with it.
You want the tiara too?
I want the tiara, the brooch. She got some dope ass magical items.
Yeah, I wouldn't come for her. I think for her, she had a lot of superpowers that I wanted when I was a kid. I just like the transformation part. That would be the only reason why I'd choose it, for the transformation.
I mean, even to this day, like, there are still grown-ass women that go hard for Sailor Moon. Like, to this day, there's a TikTok trending wrapped around Sailor Moon's transformation. Like, it's just that impactful in the anime community. And I don't care how old I get, I will always rep Sailor Moon. I will always love it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. for sure. Now, if it's 100% my weapon of my choice, not really, but I would use it for the transformation. Like, well, I would use it combined with something else.
If I had the chance to wield a weapon, or one of the weapons besides the other ones I chose, Sailor Moon's Moonstick would be one of them for sure. Because I would love to destroy a planet.
You would love to destroy a planet? How fucking evil do you sound right now?
I mean, it'd be cool to know that I can.
That's sad as fuck.
I'm sorry. But we're talking about weapons here. How? I mean, it's violent. We're on violence right now. So that's what I would definitely pick.
You're going to destroy a planet, huh?
If I could.
What planet?
I don't know. It probably be something that does not have life on it and doesn't contribute to the world much.
Murderer.
Sorry. Oh, I don't want to be a murderer. I want it to be a blank, empty planet.
Well, I do. I want to be a murderer. There are so many people. You know what my weapon of choice is?
Do not say the death note.
Yeah, I heard it.
Do not
say the
death note.
I heard it
death
coming.
Note. I want the notebook. I want the notebook. That is my weapon of choice. Okay? Like, there's a lot of people that deserve to be on that book.
Oh my gosh.
That's wild.
My goodness.
But then again, you ain't lying. That's just saying.
And you know what's crazy? When you were looking at weapons, you said, no, I'm not going to put the death note on there because it's too morbid. And here we are. Here we are. Y'all sick, murderous motherfuckers.
I'm not gonna lie. I'd be in that motherfucker writing.
I feel like everyone would. There's a couple people that I really do not feel comfortable saying this, but I'm gonna say it. There's probably a lot of people in this world that people want to take out. The Death Note would be a great addition to the weapon of choice.
Definitely go deeper into that. And I like shit like that. So let's continue with more weapons.
I was gonna say, Oh boy's new weapon from Redo of Healer.
See, you stole my weapon.
Sorry.
You stole my weapon.
That joy is icy and cold and clean, and I love it.
I don't like you right now.
I'm sorry. I just named it. You go into why. Okay. We can split it up.
We
like
all
that.
Know why. It causes destruction.
Yeah.
And it makes him immortal.
Not to mention, he asked personally that it can go against any of the hero's weapons. So it is a destroyer, and it got that eye.
It's
cold, clean. Mm. I love it. I would love that weapon. I need it now, actually.
Oh my goodness. Heal.
We really should not love this anime this much. So sick.
Redo of a Healer is, no, what is it? Redo
of Healer. Redo of Healer.
Redo of a Healer is a great anime. Reasons, not as great, but plot, great. My own personal reasons.
Character development, great.
World building is great. We cannot forget to mention the friendships.
Well, they don't last long, but they're dope. The rest are harems. If you can even call that a friendship, half of them are coerced and forced. But what's another weapon, y'all? We're not gonna get on this Redo of Healer topic any longer.
Kisaki hiding behind her shield some more.
It's my turn. Another weapon. Ooh, Tamari's fan.
Tamari from Naruto?
Yeah. That's interesting.
Like, you like the way it looks, or you like what it can do?
The way it looks and what it can do too. Like, I feel like I would gain a lot of muscle from holding and building that thing, but I think it's pretty cool. My choice? No. But I think it's pretty cool. Like, Ben's character. I don't know if you've noticed
this. We've noticed.
I'm a major defense.
She don't want nothing. She got to get up close and cut nobody with.
Long distance.
All right, so.
Bow and arrow, too.
So, all you doing is hiding behind a rock. I'm hiding behind a shield.
Sure am.
Throwing tornadoes.
Uh-huh.
And blocking. That's it.
Yep. exactly.
She don't need me on the damn battlefield at this point.
Just stay the hell home.
I'm not one friend. Like, if we were ever to get into, like, a group fight or whatever, or have to gang up on somebody, like, I am that person that will come in and get the last hit. Like, after you guys already beat up the person, I would come in and be like, yeah, punch. That's what I thought.
All right, so what if we get beat up?
That is actually really not okay.
What if we get beat up? Like,
that's,
I want to know.
Not okay.
I want to know if we really was in a group fight and handle these motherfuckers.
Back. I'm the one instigating. I am giving you all the love. I'm like, yeah, beat them up. Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
But distance. We're getting beat up.
You from the long distance, like. I got you.
Get off my team. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
So many things wrong with the way this is going right now.
Man, listen. Let's go back to these weapons. I want the Dominator from Psycho Pass. Now that right there, that's a weapon.
Is it?
Hell yes. That thing is basically its own weapon because it can be a tranquilizer, it could be a stun gun or a taser, a regular gun, or it could be a just straight devastator or a disintegrator, whatever you want it to be. That's literally what it can be. So if I'm walking outside, somebody following me, and I turn around and I point that gun at them, if they're not that threatening, it'll tase them and they'll drop and fall. But if someone is trying to kill me and they have bloodlust on their mind, this gun will literally turn them into dust.
Yeah, that's a good defense weapon.
Yeah, that's what I'm right saying. Up Keisaki's alley. She ain't got it too much.
No.
You know, the gun that can do good. Most of the work for her.
That
you know,
excellent.
This is awesome.
And what makes it even crazier is that this thing has range. Like, I remember one episode, that thing shot through a building and killed someone. It didn't even damage the building. It just went straight through and brains all over the floor.
That sounds great.
It's a little graphic.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Speaking of graphic, another weapon of choice I would want is the girl's scissors from Akame Ga Kill.
The scissors.
The what's called X-Tace? I think that's the name of her weapon.
The bitch with the dog?
With the big ass scissors?
No. She didn't have the dog. Did she have the dog?
Oh, the scissors!
Yeah,
scissors.
The cutter of creation. It's called X-Tace.
Yeah.
That is a dope ass woman. That and the girl from Kill la Kill.
The Kill la Kill one, I remember. The scissors from that one. Yeah. But she was missing one.
Yeah, she only had one half of the scissor. But either way, the scissor sisters.
Because the other one killed. Yeah.
Them joints. But yes, those are, it's a good weapon. It's huge, so you can do long range or close range. On top of that, they're super sharp. It can reflect light to blind whoever you're fighting, your opponent. You can never go wrong.
With scissors?
Yeah.
Hey,
though from Akame Ga Kill, anyway. I don't know about the Kill la Kill scissors.
Well, those were actually pretty powerful.
Yeah, they were pretty powerful.
But it was the uniform that was more powerful.
But those are some two awesome weapons of choice that I wouldn't mind wielding.
All right, one last round. Go ahead, Keisaki. What amazing weapon you got for us?
I'm so intrigued to hear this.
Honestly, I'm still thinking, y'all come back to me. Okay, Chibi-Lia, what's your amazing weapon?
On the spot, I just picked one.
Yeah, she did.
Hitsu, you go. You had some time to marinate.
All right, so my last and final choice, it has to be this shark, the Fang Regular from Air Gear. And that's only because, one, the Fang literally can help you fly. Two, it is devastating. All the opponents that went up against that Regular literally fell to their knees or fell on their faces because it basically just attacked them. and they couldn't defend themselves. It was the only, I feel like it was the only one that really was the bully of all the other ones. Normally you would think, oh, it's, you know, the good ones that are powerful, but no, the Fang definitely was the most powerful to me. And not to mention the user of the Fang. Oh, devastating. At least when the eye patch is on the right eye, if you know what I'm talking about.
Okay. That sounds cool. I'll be honest. I'm trying to think of shows that actually utilize weapons. There's that many.
Plenty of shows.
What about Fairy Tale?
Are they?
Yeah.
I mean, Fairy Tale, they have powers.
So Ursa
have weapons.
Ursa
has powers. Ursa's power is to shift. Like, she has a lot of like combat powers, but the only way that she yields the sword is if she changes herself into an outfit that allows her to yield
swords. What about the Buster Man sword in Fairy Tale?
The who?
The Buster Man sword, the cat's sword, the panther's sword. The one that grows and shrinks.
Well, no.
Bear gun?
No.
That's not a weapon.
Oh.
That's.
I'm trying to think. Is there any other shows?
That's his fingers.
I mean, it's a weapon to me.
Oh my lord. She said the spirit gun.
It's a weapon to me.
Oh my god.
The daggone gear from Attack on Titan. We were just talking about that earlier.
Oh, 3D maneuvering.
The 3D maneuvering gear.
But I feel like in order to use that, you have to live in a forest.
You really do.
Honestly, it's too complicated for me.
Yeah.
It's too complicated. Really? I gotta train for it and shit. No, I'm good.
Are there any other shows you guys can think of that you like?
I mean, I could think of a lot of shows.
Soul Eater?
Man, I could. Guilty Crown. Guilty Crown had a lot of weapons.
Trigun? Some of the guns on Trigun was fire.
Gets. The guns on Gets? Oh my goodness. They obliterated aliens like it was nothing. Shit. I can name 7.
Okay, literally.
The seven Ninja of the Mist. Each one of them had a different sword. That had a different attribute that was strong as fuck. And I think for me, the most powerful one was between the needle and the twin lightning swords. Those shits went hard.
I think Naruto in general, they had a lot of cool weapons.
Well, of course.
Okay.
You know what? You know what's a good weapon?
What?
It's hands from afar.
How could these hands be a weapon when you don't do offense?
You don't do no offense.
Like, you just said that you do defense only, so them hands is not going to no.
But you know what? You know who those hands worked for? The guy off of the Demon Slayer movie who was throwing them air punches.
Oh air my punch. God!
Air punch.
That's not a weapon.
Still a weapon.
See, if that can be a weapon, then I'm sure the grimoire can be.
Oh, fuck no.
You know, if she's gonna say that's a weapon, then the grimoire has to be a weapon. I would love Asta Sword should definitely be mentioned because
that
I would
is a weapon.
Love Asta Sword. It first of all, he has so many that do so many awesome things. Like,
he only has 3.
That's a lot. Some people just have 1. The fuck? So the fact that he has 3, kudos to him.
Yeah, I think the best one is the Demon Dweller. That's the best one for me. Because it literally can absorb attributes of either the person around them or himself.
And shoot it back. Pew! Guys, thanks for joining us.
Oh my god. Anything else from anybody?
No, I'm good.
And Keisaki?
No.
Alright, well then, tune in next time, guys. We really appreciate you. And be safe. Deuces.
Deuces.
Oh, bye. Bye.